afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid. This is Pat Francis.
They're not booing, they're saying Bruce. No, that doesn't sound like Bruce.
I wasn't trying to do Bruce this week.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your podcast for all things music, both new and
New Jersey.
Classic.
Yeah.
I'm Bruce Springsteen.
And I'm Gary Lucy. Welcome welcome to the show. Pat, how's it going? It's good to see you.
It's good. It's good, Gary. I picked up, on a recommendation from Gary from last week, I picked up The Muffs, Blonder, and I listened to it the whole way down to the record today, and it's very good.
All right. Cool, man. Yeah, you seem kind of amped up. I don't mind telling you, I've been having kind of a rough go today. I haven't been sleeping, and the wife, pulled me out of bed at, 7 o'clock, and she needed something down in the storage locker, down in the in the carport. You know,
you guys have a fallout shelter over at your house, right?
we live in an exclusive non-gated apartment complex in Encino, and it's the worst going down to the store because it's so unergonomic. It's like at a weird height, and it's like dusty, and it's like there's a lot of like bending and heavy stuff. It's just like a back injury waiting to happen, and it's like it kind of leaves you vulnerable in the common area of the apartment, so you're prone to a lot of chit-chat, you know, and everything with, like, passersby.
I hope it was music-oriented. I hope it was, Gary, can you get down to the storage and get my Bonnie Raitt CDs? Is that what it was?
I wish. No, it was nothing like that. It was these weird little dolls that she needed for some reason. But I did find this other thing. Oh, that this will be a good giveaway. My pain is your gain.
I love it.
Do you
want these dolls?
Well, no, it isn't the dolls. It's I found this other thing. I found my old issues of Army Man magazine. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
This thing, it's like the Rosetta Stone of modern comedy. It's George Meyer from The Simpsons, like the producer. After he got fired from Letterman, so he's just kind of bumming around. He's like, oh, maybe I'll put out a little magazine. So he put this little newsletter together, and it has everybody. It's got like Bob Odenkirk and Jack Handy and all these people. And it was just like, it was like this cult thing, like everybody had it. And it was just, it's so funny. And they only did 3 issues, and one of them got reissued once upon a time, but I have all 3 of them. So I figured, you know, I should scan these in and give them away to the people. I
think Army Man magazine.
Army Man, America's only magazine.
Oh, okay.
That's what it was. Subtitles, but it's very funny. But I'm way off on a tangent. Do you have anything music related?
Well, I do. I do actually. From time to time, you know, many rock stars like to use the stage as their personal political. What do I want to say? Pulpit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I came across some. A little bit of a Paul Stanley stage patter where he's got some things to say to the troops.
Oh no.
Yeah, wow. So let's hear just a little bit of that.
Now people, I don't have to tell you, but there is evil in the world now.
Oh no.
There are bad people in the world.
Al-Qaeda.
You pick up the newspaper, bad news. You pick up your newspaper, you pick up your radio, turn it on, bad news. Turn on the television, bad news.
Listen to Kiss, bad news.
Hate the United States of America, because they will never be the United States of America.
Amen.
Haters.
You say it, Paul.
Those people would like to destroy the freedom that America gives us because they live in caves.
I think that's a good place to end it. Those people live in caves, Gary.
He's like a Rick Perry saying, like, tone it down a little.
I like when he says, you pick up your newspaper, bad news. You pick up your newspaper.
I just read this bad news.
Yeah. How many papers are you reading, Paul?
I subscribe to several.
Maybe we might hear more of that later if we need to.
Star Child in 12. That's what I say.
I know. Unbelievable.
Let's do it.
So, Gary, you have a game for us before we get into the main topic?
Not only do I have a game, I have a theme song for the game. Hit it, Matt.
Play the game. Everybody play the game.
Sorry, guys.
What's your game? Not for anybody.
Games people play now.
What's the name of the game?
Game people play. Playing games without frontiers.
What a wicked game you play.
Games people play.
It's a game that I can play.
Come on, baby, let's talk today. Come on, baby, let's play.
The game of
love.
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 La, 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 love. The game of love. Baby. The game of love. La, 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 la.
Play the game.
Not yet.
Play the game. Play the game. Play the game.
That's right. It's time for the Rock Solid game.
I'm hoping that the game is name the artist featured in the montage of games.
Oh, that would be a good game. We'll say that for next week.
All right.
But this is the game that's about as long as the theme song. It doesn't take very long to play, but it's we play it in the $25,000 pyramid style, where I give a list of clues,
okay,
and Pat guesses the answer, and all right, we'll see how long it takes you to get 10. Matt, do you think it's going to be over or under a minute to get 10 for Pat? All right, he's got the over, so you got to beat a minute, and you'll be the lucky winner. So we kind of have a movie-related theme today, so I thought it would be fun to play. These are, I'm going to give you clues to movies that are named after songs. These aren't movies with popular theme songs, like Footloose or something like that,
right,
where we know the song. This was like, the movie came out, and they said, what should we call this movie? Oh, you know, it was a good song. We should call it that, okay?
Okay.
So are you ready?
Yes.
I need 60 seconds on the clock. And or however long it takes. And here we go. Okay, it's C. Thomas Howell, and he dresses in blackface so he could get into college.
Soul Man.
That's right. Okay, it's River Phoenix and Corey Feldman, and they find a body, and it's
Stand By Me.
Exactly. Julia Roberts is a hooer, and Richard Gere,
Pretty Woman.
Right. Let's see. Patrick Dempsey pays Amanda Peterson $1,000 to be his girlfriend for a month. It's a Beatles tune.
Love Me Do.
Close. It's
I want to hold your hand.
He's trying to purchase her.
Can't Buy Me Love.
Right. Exactly.
Wow.
Okay. This is Nick Cameron tries to purchase the love of Christine Milian. It's a remake of Can't Buy Me Love. It's a J-Lo song, I believe. It's
Junk in the Trunk.
no, okay. We'll pass. Okay, Reese Witherspoon returns home down south.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Exactly. It's Molly Ringwald's birthday.
And, 16 Candles.
Right. Jason Biggs makes love to a pastry.
American Pie.
Right. Whoopi Goldberg, it's Penny Marsh.
Jumping Jack Flash.
Right. Julia Roberts again, and she's in a rock band with Justine Bateman.
Satisfaction.
Right. And Matthew Broderick, I think he's cheating on Meg Ryan. And it's a Robert Palmer.
Simply Irresistible. No.
Might as well face it.
Sneaking Sally Through the Alley. No. I can't think. Addicted to Love.
Right, exactly. And that was, I think that might have been 10. That was a minute and 29.
I didn't get them all, though.
That's hard
because you on the clock, I'm also competing with you stammering when you ask the questions.
It's so nerve-wracking.
Love don't cost a thing.
That's what we were looking
love
for.
Don't. That was the silent partner, Matt Belknap, yeah, manning the boards and the sound cues and having a good time today. Not really. Looks like he's pissed. Pissed off.
You don't know that.
What's that?
I'm pissed you don't know that.
I don't know that. I don't. Unless it has Tyler Perry's name in the title, I don't know those movies.
Oh, I can do bad all by myself.
So today,
yes,
Gary, today we are going to do something. Someone actually guessed this either on Twitter or on our Facebook page. I forget who it was. He asked if the numbering of the episodes was so that on episode 007 that we would talk about James Bond theme songs, and he was right.
Was it that transparent?
Yes, it was.
All right.
We are going to be talking about James Bond theme songs, best and worst. These songs span over 46 years. 22 songs, 19 artists. It's because someone recorded more than one theme song, and we'll get into that in a minute. And I just want to say one thing about that. I love James Bond movies. Gary said he's never seen a James Bond movie, right?
I've seen like two of them. I love James Bond music. I love John Barry, mm-hmm, and I love the idea. You know, it's like an honor to be asked to record these songs.
Yes.
But I'm not a fan of James Bond. What I am a fan of is the rule of law and the sovereignty of nations, and my right to not be killed at the whim of the British government.
Right.
Or if I was a sexy Ukrainian babe to not be sexed up under false pretenses by a man in a tuxedo.
Okay.
These are all things that James Bond does not stand for. So I have a big beef. And I didn't really grow up with a dad around the house. So it was, that's kind of your gateway into Bond. So it was, but I've seen a couple of them and I do love the music. So I got some things to say.
My big beef with James Bond is that, they reboot the series, with Daniel Craig, one of the, maybe, for me, the best Bond movie ever, Casino Royale.
Mm-hmm.
And they released it in 2006.
Sure.
And wouldn't you think the marketing department would say, you know what? If we just hold this thing till summer 2007,
we can
have the greatest marketing campaign of all time.
Man.
With 2007.
We figured that out.
How did they not do that? It's never going to, they're never going to get that chance again. Right?
They're going to.
Really? 3007? I mean, if they're still making Bond movies in 1,000 years, maybe they'll get to do it. But that always bothered me so bad because they had such a great product. Just hold it for 6 months, guys.
Wow. Now that upsets me. I didn't even think about that. Ashton Kutcher the Ninth is James Bond. 3007.
So, how do you want to get into this? You want to go with best ones? You want to go with worst ones? You got one you like? I'll do one I like.
I'll just talk about some of my favorites, I guess, and then we'll just talk about it and we'll play a little clip.
All right, great.
Shall I begin?
Yeah, go ahead.
The older I get, the more Nancy Sinatra makes sense to me. I have to say that, like, I used to think she was just all about boots or made for walking,
uh-huh.
but I thought she was like, the Miley Cyrus of her time, in as much as Billy Cyrus was the Frank Sinatra of our time.
All right.
But, her Bond theme is, one of the best. It has like kind of an Eastern, influence in there, kind of like a raga guitar sort of thing.
And you're talking about You Only Live Twice.
Exactly. Let's hear that.
Okay.
Delicious stuff. I also love the notion that we live two lives. We have our life and then we have our dream life kind of going on at the same time. Not like cat style where you die and then you come back. Where do you think your what is your dream life all about, Pat? What would you be doing?
It would not be listening to Old Dull Eyes.
What?
This, let me tell you something about this, Gary. This is my number one worst Bond theme.
Are you kidding me?
Let me tell you why. I saw a documentary once, and John Barry, who produced this song, said that this song was pieced together from over 21 takes.
Oh.
That's how bad Nancy Sinatra was. In the studio.
Maybe they had a hard time choosing. There were so many good ones.
That's not how he was talking about it.
Ouch.
That's one of my worst ones just because of that story.
Interesting. Well, alone. Okay. Well, all right.
So we've had our first knockdown drag out.
That's
brutal. Oh, we're both bloodied and battered.
Do not concur, sir, but
I
you only got near. You didn't care for that?
No. It's just because I don't know.
All right. Well, that's all right.
That's my reason.
Let's see.
I'm going to jump. I'm going to jump the whole way to 2008.
Oh.
I think this is one of my favorite Bond themes. This is Jack White and Alicia Keys. And I think its song's called Another Way to Die. It's from Quantum of Solace because you can't work Quantum of Solace into a song. But this is, to me, this is a little retro, a little modern, a little bit classic altogether. I thought they just did a great job here. Let's hear some of it. I should have queued this up better.
Now it's neat. I'm loving this.
Sing it.
There's a quantum of solace.
Wouldn't that be great? Well, this has a much longer intro than I thought, Matt. I'm so sorry.
I'm loving it. This is fantastic.
I'm not the ringer with the slick trigger finger for her majesty.
Love it.
Another one with the golden tongue poison in your fantasy. Another bill from a killer turn a thriller to a tragedy. Yeah.
Chorus.
I'm a man open, a woman walking by, a drop in the water, a look in the eye, a phone on the table, a man on your side, or someone that you think that you can trust.
Nice.
I love that.
You know, I was working on some entertainment website at the time,
uh-huh.
and it was like I needed a story, and I thought I made up the fact that, like, oh, the new Bond theme's going to be by Jack White and Alicia Keys, because I don't know, maybe I like was sleeping uh-huh. in front of the TV and I heard that was going to happen,
yeah.
And it just popped into my head, and it was like one of those dicey websites where it was like, you know, a lot of gossip and stuff like that.
Right.
So according to sources, you know, which was just me making it up,
me and my couch.
Yeah, me and my couch. So and then it came true. So it kind of gave me chills when I saw this on the list. I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's a real thing. I will.
So you never even went back to research to make sure you were correct.
There's no time. There's no time. gossip never sleeps.
You're what's wrong with journalism today, Gary?
Oh well, you know, it's all bad news. But that was good. Boy, that's
kind of cool.
That was awesome. That Alicia Keys, she's easy on the eye too.
Yeah, says that Jack White. Wait, what is it? go ahead, Gary. You got another one?
Sure. You were talking about how it was hard to work Quantum of Solace into a song.
Yes.
And that was the same problem that they were facing with Thunderball. Like,
oh,
how are we
going
to make with Thunderball? So they had, why don't you hit that Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang? We'll hear that Dionne Warwick a little bit. So they're originally going to have a song called Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Right.
Which we hear was... recorded by Shirley Bassey, the go-to gal for Bond themes. Yeah.
So this was actually not a Bond theme.
It is not.
This is what they were thinking
gonna
about.
Go with. And then the studio said, we love it. Could you work the title in somehow?
I know.
Like, so they said, ooh, okay. So this was like the Dionne Warwick version that came out. It didn't come out until the 90s, but it's kind of cool. We're vamping a little bit for the vocals here. So I like a... His horn bleats everywhere. You gotta watch out.
I know. Duck.
No! Behind you. But anyway, so,
He's tall and he's dark. And like a shark, he looks for trouble. That's why the zero's double.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang.
Yeah, could you work in the title instead of this double zero?
So now hit Thunderball by Tom Jones.
Yeah, now
didn't make my list of best or worst. It's just one of the ones.
Tom Jones is the man. Like, I'm a man, and Tom Jones is a man in the same way that, like, a thoroughbred stallion and a sloth are all mammals. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the story I read was that Tom Jones, the man, singing the last note on this song, passed out in the studio.
Oh.
So maybe, could you skip to the end? I think it's like 227. We can hear that
Wait,
final
we have to
note.
Hear him say Thunderball.
Oh, we have to hear Thunderball. Sorry.
She looks at this world and wants it all.
Wants it all, because that rhymes with.
So he strikes.
No.
Like Thunderball.
Now you want to go to the end, the last note of the entire song?
Yeah. There it is.
So he strikes like thunderbolt.
There goes my glasses. Laid out Tom Jones in the studio. Now, you spend some time in the Midwest. You ever experience any of those thunderballs coming at you?
I have never had a thunderball come at me.
Oh, no. That's good.
That's, sometimes the lyrics on these songs are, I want to jump right now to, I'm going off a list here. This is the most literal, the lyrics are the most literal of any of the Bond themes.
Oh, excellent.
And it's, this is by Lulu, who you would know from
yeah.
To Sir With Love. And this is the theme to Man With The Golden Gun. And it just... The lyrics just crack me up. Matt is dancing.
It's funky, I like that.
He has a powerful weapon. He charges a million a shot. An assassin, a second to none. The man with the golden
That's all you need.
It's like a single entendre.
He's got a weapon. He charges this money, and he's an assassin. And boom, man with the golden gun.
So his gun is actually made of gold.
It is. It is made of gold.
Oh, yes. And is that an advantage marksmanship wise?
I doubt it. It also comes apart.
Oh,
and put it together because he'll sit down. In the movie, he sits down like a lighter and a pen and a couple of things at the dinner table. To where I would say, why did he bring a lighter and a pen and all this stuff to the dinner table? And then he just assembles a gun while he's talking to you and then puts it under the table. I've Bond, you know, shoots him in the balls, whatever. He
does. the thunderballs.
Gary, go ahead. You're next.
So the first Bond movie I ever saw was. A View to a Kill, but we're not going to hear that.
Okay.
But the friend who took me to that was a huge Bond fan, and at my wedding he performed this song that is such a great song, just John Barry at his finest. In the movie, I think this is the least popular Bond movie of all time.
View to a Kill?
No, it's Honor Majesty's Secret Service, the George Lazenby one, and the song was by Louis Armstrong in the movie We Have All the Time in the World. But it's such a great song that it's such great song craft that not even the fun-loving criminals can mess it up. This is their
So this is We Have All the Time in the World,
yeah.
But done by the fun-loving criminals.
Yeah.
Okay,
trip hop Scooby Snack style.
I will tell you that among Bond aficionados, that is a great movie.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He gets married in that one, right?
Yes. Lazenby's not great, but that's a great movie. Like, if Connery would have been around for that one, killer.
But I just love this song.
This sounds great.
Yeah, it's really nice at the wedding.
So why this song is good, because Bond gets married in the movie, but then his wife gets killed. So they didn't really have all the time in the world.
Life's precious. It is. That's the message here.
And nothing can teach you that life's more precious than some rappers. Because, you know, at any minute, they could get gunned down somewhere.
Oh, yeah. They know. It's life is cheap.
And should we play a little bit of... the original?
Yeah. Do we have it there? We can hear some of that Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
But while he's getting that ready, that's another thing that bugs me about James Bond. Like, do you think, like, he goes to work every day. It's probably not danger every day. What I'm thinking that probably happens is, like, there's probably not a doomsday device every day, but maybe, like, oh, you know, some scientist has come up with a car that runs on water. And BP, British Petroleum, doesn't like that. Go take care of that, Bond.
Yeah, use your 00 and take care of that dude.
Exactly. That's what I think really goes on there in MI5. I read a biography of Louis Armstrong, and it said he used to smoke 3 cigar-sized joints per day.
I would love to hear someone do a mashup of Louis Armstrong and Tom Waits.
Oh, yeah.
Find something for them to do together. Romantic.
Beautiful.
So
that brings us back to you.
I will go with... let's just hear... This is one of my favorite Bond themes. It's by Carly Simon. And it's Nobody Does It Better.
Oh, well.
And I like this because this actually works as a Bond theme, but it also works just if it was just a song on her album. Because it doesn't... actually, at the end, I think she does say The Spy Who Loved Me in the end of the song.
Works it in, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Makes me feel sad for the rest.
Yeah, but this is one of my favorite ones.
Nobody does it half as good as you.
And does she mean killing people or doing some stuff in the sack?
She means doing it.
Yeah. Baby, you're the best.
I wasn't looking, but somehow you found me. I tried to hide from your love.
1977.
Like heaven above me.
it is.
The spy who loved me is keeping all my secrets safe.
So yeah, it could be a metaphorical spy.
Yeah, it could be, and they seem to work it in like nicely without overdoing it for some reason.
Yeah, like Thunderballs. Yeah,
Thunderballs just, like, or Man like, with the Golden Gun.
It's obvious, but here I love that song, and here's what makes a great Bond theme to me. It's Carly Simon. She's not like bending her style to fit the Bond mold. She's not like throwing in some, you know, muted trumpets and snaky bass lines.
Exactly.
She's doing what she does. And, you know, it's like of its time, but it's kind of timeless. A good sense of drama in the song. I wasn't looking, but somehow you found me. It's just beautiful. And it's such a well-written song, and it was on the very next one on my list, but I brought in a version. This was a staple of Radiohead's live set back in the 90s.
Radiohead does a version of Nobody Does It Better?
They'd off in the encore in the 90s. Listen to this.
I like what you're doing with this segment, Gary.
Well, thank you.
Nobody does it better. Makes you feel sad for a while. Nobody does it half as good as you. Baby, you're the best. I wasn't looking, but somehow you found me. I tried to hide. Like heaven above me, the sky who loved me is keeping all my secrets.
Crazy.
There you go. Tom York, a good singer.
Yeah.
But he can't get there with Carly Simon. So anyway, so I thought that was kind of neat.
It's funny you bring up Radiohead, and when I look at the list of people who have done a Bond song, it's there's some pretty big names in the list, but there's not. Like, I wonder if they ever tried to get U2 or the Stones or I don't know. I don't know if they ever tried to rock it up or get someone who was like the biggest thing of all time at that time period.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, for example, in 1989, and we're not going to play this one because it's not good, but it's they got Gladys Knight in 1989.
Yeah,
it just doesn't seem like that's a good fit for
She's
89.
Wonderful, but yeah, see, that's, I would have loved to hear what, like, at that time, what the Pixies could have done with the Bond song. That would seem like a natural fit, but.
And then in 1995, they get Tina Turner. Now,
again.
1995, again, we're 12 years past, or we're 11 years past Private Dancer, so it just seems like maybe they should have got her for, like, you know, something back then. You know what I mean? It's just, they always miss by about 10 years. So, actually, the two newest Bond themes were done by, like we said, Jack White and Alicia Keys, and then Casino Royale. The theme was done by Chris Cornell. So at least I think they're trying a little bit to get.
I guess,
even Chris Cornell, I mean, it's like Soundgarden is, you know,
he was a little bit over, but yeah. I think the franchise just really kind of lost its way then, you know, like in those 90s, and yeah, they didn't know what they were doing.
I'm going to go to another one on my worst list. This is this is from Tomorrow Never Dies. And this is Sheryl Crow, and this is exactly the opposite of what you said about the Carly Simon.
Yeah,
this is where Sheryl Crow totally sells out and tries to do a Bond theme the way a Bond theme should be done, and it just comes off as so phony baloney. More timpani. This just sucks.
Darling, I'm killed.
Boo.
On the floor, waiting for you to return.
Yuck.
Oh, what a thrill.
Lame finger.
Destination's got a lure.
License to suck.
Tease how you leave me to
live and let blow.
It's so deadly.
Oh, end it.
That's enough. Yeah, she fell victim to this. The Pretenders, Garbage, they all like did that. Oh, we gotta have a wah 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 wah.
Yeah, they did. They all kind of kowtow to what they think.
You be
it
you.
Be.
Don't be Shirley Bassey.
Yeah, they hired Sheryl Crow. They hired, you know, whoever they hired, and then just do it.
Let me go off the board here for one. I was
How far off the board are you going to get?
A little bit. I was like, I knew there was that Matt Helm thing was kind of like a contemporary thing of Bond. Was kind of like a spoofy Bond.
Yeah, that way. Who was Matt Helm? That was Dean Martin, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then James Coburn was one, wasn't he, too?
He was Cool Hand Luke?
No, he was.
Who was he? In like Flint,
yeah, yeah, exactly. But I was wondering, like, there was no blaxploitation Bond, was there? There was like monster movie blaxploitation movies, but I couldn't think of one. But then
Black Belt Jones.
I don't think there was.
Not really.
I think that was later. That was more kind of, you know, somebody who was like debonair and like a Billy Dee Williams kind of thing.
I'm sure they'll try to have Will Smith play James Bond in a couple of years.
Probably. Or, that's who's going to do it in 3007, the revivified corpse of...
It'll be Jaden. Jaden III. Okay, go ahead.
But so we didn't have the Black Spot, but we did have a theme song for it by Edwin Starr, and it's called 00 Soul. Let's hear that. They call me 00 Soul.
It sounds like a Bond theme right now. Mm-hmm.
This is the guy who did War. What is it good for?
What's he clicking together?
Wooden sticks.
Sounds like two marble dominoes attached to some drumsticks. And a high-collar shirt. I've got a reputation of being gentle but bold. And that's why they call me
I'd see this movie.
How is this not just in a Colt 45 ad, at least?
Don't let the smooth taste fool you, Pat.
I'm telling you. Let's excellent. Go. I'm going to do another one of my worst ones.
Oh, yeah.
Her birthday was just last week, and Gary told a story about having sex with her. And this is from Die Another Day, and this is Madonna. And this just sounds like it was written for a gay Bond parody.
It's just, boy, that'd be called James Bondage.
Yeah, it's just maybe just gay Bond.
Oh yeah, like a gay Bond. I'm gonna wake up, yes and no. I'm gonna kiss. Guys are roboting. I'm gonna keep this secret. I'm gonna
close my body. This is totally made to dance to in the club.
I could get my freak onto this.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
It's not Bondy.
It's not Bondy.
Gold Bondy. But
it's funny because Matt brought this up. Is Madonna also did a song?
Yeah, I brought that in as one of
oh,
one
you
of my
brought it in
for like
Matt had mentioned it too.
She was in her song for a Bond spoof was better than her Bond song.
It was
Madonna,
Beautiful Stranger.
Beautiful Stranger.
It's one of my favorite Madonna songs.
Listen to this jam. Did she write this for Austin Powers, or do you think she just had it laying around? And
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm gonna say she did.
You're going to say she wrote it for Austin Powers?
Yeah. She's in the video, I think, right?
Yeah, she is.
Austin Powers, yeah.
She looks great in the video.
Like, they're kind of like in the car together or whatever. Yeah. I got to hear the ba-da-da-da-da part.
Do you think Austin Powers, did he shag her? I bet he did.
I think it's pro forma. I think he just, it's part of, you know, let's get this over with.
Anything with an SH, he swing and then shag. It is a great tune. At least there's an attempt to sing in this song.
Right. And it's, not overly 60s-ish, but
no.
It kind of goes, you know, sort of.
Great tune.
There we go. And everybody knows to love anyway. You is to be part of you.
I pay for you with tears. Where's the chorus, Madonna? Groovy, baby.
There we go.
There we go.
I guess they're making a part four?
Yeah, they
Powers.
Are. Yeah.
Is that...
Mike Myers dipping into his bag of tricks. Oh, what'd he pull out? Oh, Shrek 4. What is he going to see that in his hand now? Austin Powers 4.
Did you ever see that Love Guru?
No.
Yikes. Yeah, that is it's
you've seen it.
Yeah, it's kind of worth watching just for like, oh my god,
just for shits and giggles, baby.
Yeah. Another SH.
I'm gonna say, and I don't know if we can all agree or if people would agree or not, but I think probably most people would say that maybe the best Bond theme is Paul McCartney and Wings.
I can't deny that. That's good stuff.
I mean, it was right at a time. This is an example of when Wings was gigantic,
mm-hmm.
in 1973.
That's when Band on the Run came out, right?
And a little trivia that this is written by Paul and Linda.
Oh, really?
I think Paul probably thought, you know what, let's throw Linda's name there, and if we get nominated, if we win an Oscar, Linda will have an Oscar. But if this ever take that, Yoko. Linda co-wrote this. Makes you give in and cry. George Martin produced this. Matt is doing the craziest dance right now.
It's some modern dancing. It's cool. Now, see, this still fits the thing we're talking about because the Beatles and Wings would do these like kind of multi-part suites where there would like, total change of direction in music,
right.
Like Uncle Albert or something like that. So this is, I don't know why he didn't do more film scoring besides Give My Regards to Broad Street, because that was good stuff.
Yeah, and it's a shame because the song that followed Live and Let Die was the aforementioned Man with a Golden Gun.
Ooh, really? So that was as late as all that?
Yeah, that's...
Like, once again, Lulu, not really a topic.
No, Lulu, 1974.
Yeah.
Mistake.
But the first time I ever heard Live and Let Die, I'll never forget it. I was... It was after the fact. I was like... It was like 77, I think. And there was this special, I think on CBS or something, where there... It was called The Violence Epidemic. And and they were... So there's like, violence in America today. It's a problem. And they cut to this like really fast cut montage of like riots and fighting and shoot, and it was like really violent and bloody, and the music they used was just like dun 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 dun. So to this day I get a really visceral reaction, like I think someone's gonna hit me every time I hear that.
Do you want to turn it on and Mac can bop you in the head?
I can, yeah, that would be. And then Guns N' Roses did it, and that was very
sinister. And that was, geez, that just feels like an assault too.
Yeah, when I first heard of it, I thought, oh yeah, don't do that, why, that doesn't need to be done.
You were young in your home.
I think it works though. I think it's a successful
an
and
you say I've let you.
I think it works.
We could play, like I said, there's so many of these. We could go all night, but I'm just going to give you my five worst without hearing all these.
Oh wait, let me.
Go ahead.
I'll jump in with my favorite. It's
your
another
favorite? Okay, cool.
It's another oddball one.
Is this a legitimate one or is this one?
It's kind of an oddball one because
Bone Thugs and Harmony did.
No, this is from the movie, but and I have affection for it because it was also the news theme for. My friend Teresa Strasser on the Adam Carolla show, she used this as her news theme. I asked her to come in today, but she couldn't make it to comment on it. And it was also in this great Saturday Night Live sketch with Peyton Manning and Will Forte.
I can't wait to hear it.
It's Mr. Herb Alpert with the original Casino Royale. Hit it!
Now, this is from the Woody Allen film.
Yes. This movie is a mess!
Did you say this movie is a mess?
It makes no sense. It's like The Love Guru, practically. It's like... Remember the sketch where Will Forte is the coach and he's trying to get the team hyped up?
Herb Alpert is phenomenal.
Can't go wrong.
He's the A in A&M Records.
Exactly. Do you know who the M is?
No.
Madonna. She's young. She's very business savvy.
Midge. Alpert and Midge.
Yeah.
So let me give you, I'm going to round out my top five worst. Oh, yeah. We heard You Only Live Twice by Nancy Sinatra, Die Another Day, Madonna, Tomorrow Never Dies, Sheryl Crow. And then my other two are License to Kill by Gladys Knight.
Right.
And then The Living Date.
This is your worsty worst?
Is this you playing Gladys Knight? It's just... turn it off. You can play a little bit more of this. And then The Living Daylights by A-ha is just utter crap. Who's the guy that remade their
AC Newman.
Yeah, maybe he'll tackle this.
Maybe he'll tackle this.
And I'll love her this. Listen to this.
They drive where we
go. I know.
It's like written in phonetic English, yeah. And everything.
Because where are they from? Switzerland?
Something like that, yeah.
Living's in the way we die.
Living is in the way we die. Mm, boo.
So true. So true.
Yeah, turn it off.
Do I have time for one more Bond-related oddity? This is, yeah. this is the song I think of mostly when I think of James Bond. It's from the mid-80s. It's this punk band called the Toy Dolls. They had kind of a novelty hit called Nelly the Elephant. Did you ever hear that?
No.
Anyway.
No.
But they also had another one called...
they opened for the Wiggles, didn't they?
They were kind of like a cleaned up, like Sex Pistols or something.
Okay.
Like. But this is called James Bond Lives Down Our Street, and it's about a minute.
James Bond lives down our street. He dads so fashion that he says he's a jerk. He's always chasing a heavy ball. He should go out and get a proper job. Yes, he should go out and get a proper job sometime.
So there you go. That's James Bond down our street. The Toy Dolls. Wow, this look back at Bond as...
Hey, two other ones, Gary, real quick. That are, we don't have to play clips, but in my top five are Live and Let Die, Another Way to Die by Jack White and Alicia Keys, Nobody Does It Better by Carly Simon, A View to a Kill by Duran Duran.
That's in there? Yeah. I think that's fine. Yeah,
that's a pretty good one. Uh-huh. And then Shirley Bassey's Goldfinger, just because I think that's like... The quintessential Bond. That was the third Bond movie, and that was the first one to really get, you know, that just gold finger, the man with the Midas touch, and that's right on the nose too, but it's for some reason it worked for me.
Very dramatic, yeah. And I like View to a Kill, the movie. That was the first Bond movie I saw, and had like the good villains of Walken and Grace Jones.
Yes.
And once again, Duran Duran making Bond come to them, mm-hmm. doing what they do.
Yep.
Working exactly. in the awkward title, who knows what it means.
And a little Bond trivia for you. Another good song is For Your Eyes Only by Sheena Easton.
Yes.
And she's the only artist to ever appear in the title sequence of the movie.
You don't say. Is she like skiing around or what is she doing?
No, you know how usually there's like naked girls and you're hoping that maybe you'll see like a nipple or something and they're in gold or jewels or diamonds.
Yeah, yeah.
She's in that. She's not naked, but she's in there.
Do you see her sugar walls?
We do not see her sugar walls. Hey, Gary, you got anything else before we go? I have one something that I have to want to talk about, a CD that's coming out this week.
I have a sizzling link for you. This is a site I've been meaning to plug for a long time. It's amazing. It's called Dirty Laundry TV, and it's a web series. It's amazingly produced, and he gets just all the hottest, like, up-and-coming bands on there, like Crystal Antlers, The Thermals, and You Will Know Us by the Trail of the Dead recently, and then also, like, Mike Watt. He had the last, I believe the last interview ever with Polystyrene of X-Ray Specs before she died. And then, not X-Ray Specs, but wait, no, X-Ray, anyway. So it's Dirty Laundry TV. It's great. It's like, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, something that you want to watch. He gets these bands at this laundromat over on, in Silver Lake, and and they just, they get some really gossip and tell a lot of good stories, so check that out.
Oh, that's cool. And I have a new CD release coming out this week as we speak. Gary, I got a copy for you. There's a promo copy for you. This is called Outside Society, and it's a Patti Smith retrospective.
Look at that.
And this covers her entire career on Arista and Columbia. So
this has everything you need on here.
Yeah, it does. It does. And Matt, if you want to, I have these all queued up, Matt. So, bunch of covers on here. She does Gloria. She does So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star.
Help.
This is Gloria. And of course, Because of the Night. I mean, even if you don't own this song, even if you just buy it to have this, it's
beautiful.
Written by Springsteen. She changed some of the lyrics, and he actually gave her credit. a song called Frederick, produced by Todd Rundgren.
Oh, nice.
Cover of the Birds, So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star, also produced by Todd Rundgren. And then this is People Have the Power, which was released in the 80s, and she tried to bring a little bit of an 80s vibe to the stuff she does.
This is when she wore that cone bra.
No, you're thinking of someone else.
Oh, right.
But just great. These songs were produced by people like John Cale, Jack Douglas, Jimmy Iovine, Todd Rundgren, Gil Norton, Lenny Kaye. I mean, this is a nice collection. So
that's great. And
Outside
so
Society.
So many people. Michael Stipe, probably his biggest influence, and a lot of people. Yeah.
And I used to think that she was like a hippy dippy like poet artist who would just like speak over. Over music, but that's not the case at all. I was really I wasn't that familiar with Patti Smith, and I listened to this collection and I was really into it. I thought, wow, she's quite a singer.
Definite artist. She's feeling it. And I got her one of her recent memoirs, Just Kids, about her and her growing up with Robert Mapplethorpe, you know, when they first moved to York.
Right.
And I got it on Audible and I was very excited to listen to it. It's in Swedish.
Oh.
Interesting choice. Not available in English. But so anyway, hopefully I'll have to read that the old-fashioned way.
Yeah,
I guess.
Terrific. Unfortunately, yes, you'll have to put eyes to page.
Yeah. Oh well. I can't read. All right.
Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you to Never Not Funny. Gary, you got a out for us. Sign off.
Oh man, I wasn't. That's it.